Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A happy hump day to you, my little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, happy hump day, happy hour to you, Evan, Fancy, Brian, our fair audience. Thank you for joining us once again. Another day in the seditious insurrection here in the United States, man. What a day.
Well, before we get to the headlines, got to ask the pressing question we all want to know. Does your birthday month begin in June? Or does it begin with your birthday on June 14th and go, you know, all the way to mid-July?
You know, it's kind of a wind up and then peak and then wind down. So, of course, at the middle of the month, the 14th yesterday, because, you know, my wife's Stephanie's birthday is this month, your birthday is this month. You know, there's a lot of celebration going on.
Doesn't Summerfest month in Milwaukee start this month as well? Because I know you also like to celebrate that.
Yeah.
You know, you would think of it as a separate sort of a holiday, but no, you like to stretch it into one big celebratory summer, man. Do you have a good birthday?
I did. Thank you, Michael. It was a lot of fun. And thank you, everybody, for all the kind words and love on the socials. It's a lot of fun seeing pictures and notes. Good stuff.
You know, I got many of those as well. I just, you know, I thank the people back on the social medias instead of the radio show.
A lot of them are from the radio, baby.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You know, we don't have real friends.
Well, some of us do, Mike.
Okay, you're my third best friend, man. Dominic, I want to go through a few of the headlines of the day with you. Get your opinions.
Oh, please. Yes, yes.
First and foremost, the GOP Capitol tour was for an insurrectionist bastard, you know, the day before. The Loudermilk tour that he claimed never happened. And then, like, yesterday admitted happened. Oh, just a constituent and his family. You know, they went through the Capitol, but, you know, nothing to see here.
No, first it was, it didn't happen. And then, well, it happened, but it was just a family and no red hats. And then, the word red hats. And one of the guys was taking pictures of what? Stairwells and tunnels? Because those are historic?
Well, above and beyond that, that very guy charged the Capitol the very next day and put up a videotape of him, you know, I'm coming for you, Nancy Pelosi, for you, Chuck Schumer, for you, AOC. Pull you out by the hair, you know, maybe stab them with the sharpened staff of the American flag. Because freedom, Dom.
I was a little confused on that. So the gentleman, the insurrectionist bastard who was recording on the Facebook, showed a picture and, you know, went over to his fearless leader, and that gentleman had an American flag. He's like, look at the flag I made. And he shows, what, a
sharpened tip.
Yeah, on the staff of this flag. So he's carrying around this weapon. Of course, the guy recording it. Oh, they're all very happy, all very impressed with that. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. If a guy is walking around with another guys with weapons, storming, at least at this point, they haven't been in the Capitol, but certainly on the grounds, and was taking pictures of stairwells and tunnels, how is that not a recon mission? I mean, isn't that exactly what a recon mission would do? Whether or not they actually went into that building or not, that is exactly what was going down.
Well, Dominic, when you couple that with new filings in the Proud Boy case, Proud Boys in the federal courts, there were filings today. One of the defendants, apparently trying to, what, save his own ass, through counsel, filed a statement, and my understanding is Dom acknowledged that they wanted to, what, lock the Congress people in the tunnels beneath the Capitol, and they wanted to gas them there. And they called it the 1776 plan. And I would point out a couple of other Congress people, Republicans, Lauren Boebert, She famously, the day of the January 6th, during the insurrection, she was tweeting out in real time, Nancy Pelosi has left the chambers. And I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene, during the testimony, when they tried to keep her off the ballot in the state of Georgia, the testimony, oh, I never tweeted anything about 1776. Well, here's your tweet. I didn't know you meant that tweet. But she also talked about this is 1776. And I realize that most Republicans are quite unoriginal, but they're also often coordinated. So as the testimony is laid out, and there'll be more testimony, and there'll be more J6 hearings, again, tomorrow morning, going live right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw, 9 a.m. And then it's supposed to be again on Monday, and then it was supposed to culminate with the prime time on the 23rd. Now, with today's hearings not happening as planned, one must wonder if they'll push it all the way into later next week, you know, maybe right before the Democratic Party convention in La Crosse.
Well, you got to give the AV club a little more time to get their ducks in a row, apparently.
Did I mention I was spending next week in La Crosse, our old stomping grounds, college town for us? I'm going to be in La Crosse doing broadcast.
Nice.
Thursday, Friday, and special event broadcast Saturday, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. I'll be there. I'll bring it back to you. Don will be doing some other party, and I suspect in Milwaukee. But anyways, Don, so we know about that. And then also on the home front, we'll get to this in a bit. On the home front here in the state of Wisconsin, good old Big Lie Gableman. Did you see what the judge was saying about Gableman today? And yes. Oh, yeah, there's some hot microphone audio that's been released, apparently. And I've also experienced this recently, Dom. Someone forgot to turn the mics off. So they caught Gableman talking to his counsel in the courtroom, absent the judge, talking real trash, some real shade being cast. And we've got that sound. We're going to bring it to our audience.
And then when his own attorney informed him that the microphone was on, Gableman dismissed it. I don't care. What I'm saying is true. Oh, I mean, what a POS. I can't wait for this thing to be done. But yes, we'll get into some detail there. Let's stick on...
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Before we stick on anything...
All right.
There's one more intriguing headline of the day.
Oh, no.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. The very prim and proper, very law and order Rebecca Clayfish. And I mean, we know Joel, her husband, but Becky apparently liked to party in college. She got a underage drinking ticket in college back in 1995, and everybody knew about that. But there's some new reporting out. Apparently, she was in a police car, and they got to the police station. They opened the door, and it was, run, Becky, run! Becky made a run for it. So we will talk about not just the, you know, the underage drinking ticket, and who amongst us doesn't have one of those to their credit? But Becky got a resisting arrest charge.
Ooh.
If she'd have been, you know, a black 20-year-old.
How very Vicky McKenna of her.
So we'll come back to that. Don, what do you want to talk about? Something January 6th related, I suspect.
You know, Loudermilk. Okay, let's just talk about this.
Sure.
A lying POS. How would this guy is still in the
Congress?
Chamber? How he's still in Congress is,
not
is beyond
shackles?
Me.
Not in the yard, doing a little yard time with the boys today.
And this is how they roll, Republicans. They, you know, straight out, flat out deny. And then a little bit of truth comes out. Oh, yeah, a little bit more truth, a little bit more truth. Then you finally come to find out that is exactly what happened. He was giving recon missions. People were wearing MAGA hats. So those, you know, I don't know what to tell you folks. When Donald Trump, when you catch Donald Trump in a flat out lie, you MAGAs still believe him. You got Loudermilk here, you know, caught in a flat out lie, changing stories constantly. I mean, if this guy was under oath in front of a judge, he would be held in contempt. He should be held in contempt by Congress. So the one of the guys, apparently, that he was given a recon tour to, as Crudy mentioned, was threatening lawmakers. And AOC had a response. This is just breaking here fairly recently, so I'll jump on this right now. She's responding to the Health Select Committee of the video when man said, given a tour by Republican Rep. Barry Loudermilk, he threatened the congresswoman and other Democrats. There's no escape, Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, we're coming for you. We're coming in like white on rice for Pelosi, for Nadler, Schumer, even you, AOC. calling the man an insurrectionist, AOC posted a tweet asking the Georgia GOP congressman who gave the tour if he'd like to comment. Her tweet, on January 5th, the Capitol was closed to the public, but surveillance video shows Rep. Loudermilk bringing in an insurrectionist who was photographing member staircases and exits. He stormed the Capitol the next day looking for us with those references. Again, the quote that I just read off. Responding to the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, Rep. Ocasio-Cortez suggested there might be more information about the man the committee says was on the January 5th tour and later threatened Democrats on January 6th. He marched to the Capitol grounds with a flagpole fashioned into a weapon, but the committee has not released further info about his other whereabouts that day, suggesting she thinks or knows they have more information about his activities. All this is in the context of Loudermilk's first denying he gave any tour and then repeatedly changed the story. CNN adds that Republicans on the committee on the House administration, which Loudermilk sits on, claims to have reviewed security footage for the days leading up to the riot and found there were no tours, no large groups, no one with mega hats. The video released on Wednesday morning appears to show that claim is false, which the January 6th committee stating its review of evidence directly contradicts that denial. Now, this is the Committee on House Administration. So who else is involved in this false story? How is it that this video released by the J6 shows exactly what the Committee on House Administration says did not happen? It's not just Loudermilk. It's anybody else on the committee who had anything to do with this, or if they were willfully blind to it, they also need to face the consequences.
Shouldn't all the co-conspirators, shouldn't they all go to jail? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Put a bow on them.
Yes.
Take them all to, you know, all to jail. But hey, be careful if you're...
If they have the proof, they should be indicted and they should face trial. I mean, you don't throw people in jail just to throw them in jail unless they're a danger to society. You can't get out on bail, whatever the case may be. But they should absolutely be in the justice system. They were involved in this. They denied that things happened. I mean, at some point, can't there be some consequence, Court? Because if not, what the hell are we doing?
I was actually going to mention the whole Becky fleeing the police thing again because I thought it was funny. More Devil's Advocates. It's a hump day. A happy one, we hope.
This was treason. This was high crimes. This was everything as bad a definition as you want to come up with. This should never be allowed to happen to our country again.
Sedition!